This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's talk about the news breaking out of spring training as teams have fled Arizona and Florida, getting ready to start wherever the season is going to kick off for them. But obviously, the biggest story that's going on in Major League Baseball and probably the world right now is Shohei Ohtani. So I wanted to get your takes on that from both of you. We'll start with Tyler. This is a story that if we would have done Fearless Predictions as we broke to come down to Arizona and Florida for spring training, I never would have expected, I never, ever would have bet on it, pun intended, that I'd ever see Shohei Ohtani involved in something like this. Tyler, what's your take?
My take is that it's still really confusing. You know, that the fact that they lawyered up so quickly after his interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, had made the long statement explaining that Shohei had wired the money to pay off his debts. And, you know, that was all set up by Shohei's people. And then the lawyers got involved, and all of a sudden Shohei knew nothing and he was stolen from. Well, we still need to know, like, how does Ipe steal that money? And is he now going to be, are you going to, you know, pursue just legal, you know, means against him? I mean, how did Ohtani get in this situation where he could be stolen from like that? How do wire transfers get made? How are wire transfers made for that much money?
Nine different times to get to 4.5 million.
I mean, how do you not know that that the money's gone? I mean, I know he has a lot of money, but that's still a lot of money. So a lot of questions that are still lingering. But Ohtani now is dug in on the whole, I was robbed, I was lied to, it's all his fault.
You know, Tyler, I was going to bring this up with you as well, and I was reading in the LA Times today, they had an email that went out today that had all of the timetable of what's going on. I don't think anybody's mentioned this, because it dawned on me while I was reading it this morning that a lot of this went on, not as a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers, but a member of the Anaheim Angels. Why is Anaheim going to be able to escape with not having anything looked or fingers pointed their way?
There's been a lot of off-field issues involving the Angels the last few years, and not many of them have been good. And this is one that's another troubling one. I mean, yeah, he was an Angel up until, you know, December. So, you know, yeah, I think a lot of that. Yeah, I mean, I think though the bigger issue is California, where, you know, this, where gambling is illegal and you have to go through bookmakers and everything. But I mean, just the idea that Shohei Ohtani wired money to an illegal bookmaker, that's a huge deal. And I know baseball's investigating it, but if it wasn't Shohei Ohtani, would that player be still active and playing, or would he be suspended right away? I don't know. I mean, they'd probably give him due process, but it makes you wonder, like, just that fact that a baseball player wired millions of dollars to an illegal bookie, I don't know. That seems really troubling, and we don't know how Ipe could have done this without Shohei knowing.
All right, so Brett, Shohei spoke to the media through a written statement that was a different interpreter gave. And the other day when they played, two Dodger PR people were there making sure that he was able to dress and leave without talking to the media. So if I'm a media member, Tyler and I are standing there with our microphones and Tyler's got his tape recorder, I got to go find somebody to talk to. If I can't talk to Shohei, I'm going to come talk to you. I'm going to come talk to his teammates. Tell me what this is going to be like in the clubhouse, because you know this. Everywhere you go the rest of the season, when I roll into San Francisco, when I go to Arizona, when I go to Texas, when I go to New York, the reporters are going to be there trying to find a story and getting their piece of this, and we're all going to come to the teammates if I can't talk to Shohei.
No English. That's my answer. All right. Here's how it. Okay. I have no doubts, and you know, I know some people.
Well, no, let's start with just the player reaction. Just if you're a player in that clubhouse, and there's
they're going to get tired of it.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to go.
They're going to get tired of it. But these guys, you look at that Dodger roster. That's seasoned professionals in that room. Some point, the players will just be like, I don't want to hear about it anymore. I don't know. Go talk to Shohei. Okay, Shohei, this is going to be on his shoulders, this burden. And until we get some real answers, because Shohei is the biggest, maybe star in the world right now, athletically, definitely the biggest star in baseball. There's a price that's paid when you're the biggest star and you sign $700 million deals. When something comes up like this, it's not going away. So he's going to have to deal with it. We're being asked, you know, people in the media now were being asked about this question. My whole take on the thing is I'm a huge Shohei Ohtani fan. From the get-go, I didn't think this could be done. I didn't think you could pitch and hit at the big league level, let alone a starting pitcher and a middle-of-the-order guy that he's become, doing it both at a star level. I'm a huge Shohei fan. And I think when you do that, when running through these scenarios, and I keep doing it in my mind, I'm trying to make him innocent in my mind. All right, well, let me go down this rabbit hole. Every conclusion I come to, it just doesn't add up. I mean, I know Ippe, I've heard for some people in the Angels organization, Ippe, he's a gambler. We know that. But when you're an interpreter, you're not betting millions of dollars. There's no bookie in the world that is going to give you $1 million line unless the guy with the funds okays it. That's just a fact in life.
Nobody's going to give you $1 million line and extend that line for years. I'm not going to be able to be in the hole for four million dollars for years.
Rich, let's take it one. You said there was 9 payments that we know of. Okay, whether there is or not. There had to be a point when there was a payout the other way. So when the payout the other way, did Ippy take that money or did Shohei take that money? Go, wait a minute. I'm paying the $500,000. I'm taking it. I don't know. Like I said, I'm a huge Shohei fan. I want him to, but there's just too much. And at this point, because I don't have all the facts right in front of me, I'm not on the ground. I'm not behind the scenes. Yeah, I hear some things. I know some people that have been with Shohei quite a bit. And I hear, you know, possible scenarios. It's going to be really interesting. This is going to come out. There's just too much. He's too big of a star. And eventually, all the facts are going to come out. I think it's in the Fed's hands because they've got all the information. They've got the bookmakers' records and the bank records and the statements. So until I get that all in front of me to make a better assessment, I just know right now every scenario I run through, I keep coming up empty. Something doesn't add up.
Tyler, reaction from Major League Baseball, the commissioner's office. Obviously, this is the biggest star of the game. This is somebody that I felt that you're going to see projected quite a bit as the new star in Major League Baseball. How does baseball react to this? And I'll throw this out. I wasn't going to ask you this, but I'll throw this out since you're wearing a Cooperstown shirt. You know what? This is going to start again. Well, if this is going on with Shohei, what about Pete, who's still sitting out there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the easy answer for that is that Pete Rose, you know, gambled on baseball and gambled on his own team. And that's the clear rule. Yeah. And we don't know that Ohtani did that. There's no evidence that's come out that says that he did. So it's a different situation. That's the Pete Rose angle. I mean, it's just a different equation. And as far as baseball, I mean, they're going to continue to promote Ohtani and pretend that this isn't happening, but like, you know, pretend that you're not going to be thinking about that when they do promote him. They have to do this investigation, and it has to be thorough, I think, because there are so many inconsistencies and so much doubt now. They have to answer those questions that Shohei wouldn't take the other day, which is, why did you change your story so quickly? And how the heck can someone steal all that money from you? Like, what are the mechanics of that? And because right now it's just all, it's a lie. It's all a big lie. Everything Ipe said was a lie, and he stole from me. But we don't know how that happened. And baseball's got to show us that to clear Ohtani.
Brett, people have said, well, you know, it's different. You know, Tyler and I, if we lose $10 in the wash, we're not going to pay attention to it. If Tyler and I lose $4.5 million in the wash, we're going to hear from somebody that we lost $4.5 million. I've heard a lot of people say, well, these professional athletes, they don't watch their money. They don't know where it is. We've seen so many guys that have gone bankrupt. As a guy who made some money, had financial advisors and an agent and people looking out for you, how could something like that happen? What are your thoughts when you hear people say, well, it's so much money, they don't even really know what's going on?
It can't happen. Well, okay. Now, Shohei's in a different category, you know, than us. You know, I was fortunate enough to make a good amount of money, but Shohei's kind of at a different level than that. You know, Shohei's making probably $50 million off the field. So the dynamic, it's more a Jordan-esque than in my situation. So there's a lot more money there. That being said, if Ipe was his accountant, I could buy into, hey, maybe there's some fraud and somebody that has access to these accounts. But as the first red flag, soon as there is a transfer with Shohei's name on it, Shohei's going to get a call from the bank, from his people that handle his accounts. Hey, is this on the up and up? I know you have a lot of money. I'm not getting into your personal life, but just want to make sure this wires capiche. Good. You're going to get a call from somebody. Once again, we're going back to somebody has to vouch for those denominations. Ipe is not going to be able to vouch for it. It has to be something. The relationship is forged where, okay, you're good for it. We're good. Okay. There's a relationship there. I don't like in the press that there were some reaches to the Pete Rose scenario, as Tyler talked about. There's no evidence right here pointing that he bet on baseball. I can just take my personal experience as an athlete. Like everybody, like guys that sit around on Sunday and watch football. As athletes, I never met one baseball player that would actually even consider making a wager on a baseball game. But we're like everybody else. We get in the March Madness. We bet on games. We get in pools.
Right.
We're normal.
Fantasy leagues? I mean, yeah.
Right. We're normal red-blooded American. We do that type of stuff like everybody else does. But I never met a baseball player that would consider ever making a wager on a baseball game. That is the unwritten rule, which Tyler pointed out. So the Pete Rose scenario, that is way in the minority of athletes. So to stretch what Shohei's going through and go, oh, and if he bet on baseball, wait a minute. I never even thought about him betting on baseball. I thought he was a guy that in the off seasons watching football games on the weekends and bets on the Rams. You know, that's a pretty normal thing. Now you start throwing around millions of dollars. Well, then now it becomes different. Now the feds are involved. Now it becomes something where even if he was covering Ipe's bet, that becomes a tax thing. That becomes a gifting thing that's on a whole different level of somebody just handing you a couple thousand dollars to cover a bet.
Right. The tax thing I hadn't thought of, but that could be a huge deal. And also, you know, while there is no evidence that that Shohei bet on baseball or Ipe, just the idea that there's millions of dollars involved, and the guy who's Ohtani's right hand man, who's with him 365 and knows everything about him, he can give information potentially to the gambling community. It's not
a, you're right. He's not a guy going to will call and picking up his tickets. He's
in the clubhouse. He's in the traveling party every day.
He's got player access.
He can say Shohei's, his arm's kind of hurting today, or I don't think he's going to be playing the rest of the season in late August.
Tyler,
the rest of the year.
He has such access to the clubhouse. He could say, "Hey, Kershaw's not feeling well." Kershaw's not feeling well. He could say Mookie's twisted his ankle. He could say he can give inside skinny to everybody if you have that kind of access. Let me finish off with this one thing. I'm going to ask Tyler this. Mark your calendar May 13th. That's the first time the Dodgers roll into Oracle Park to San Francisco. And you could imagine what the Giants fans are going to say and scream and yell, probably throwing fake money at him when he comes up to the plate, whatever. I see two camps that have already kind of set their feet. One is, of course he's guilty. The other is, there's no way he's guilty. How do we get to a point where everybody's already made up their mind on all of this? And we're going to see things that are just going to rock people and continue to rock people as the story unfolds.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nowadays people just seem to believe what they want to believe. And if they don't like the Dodgers, they don't like Ohtani, they can make jokes and whatever. I mean, before the evidence comes out. So it has the potential to be tough on him. The only thing I will say, though, is that I've seen enough of these scenarios where before the games start, we anticipate that it's going to be this constant siege from the fans, from the media, and it's just these guys are going to be berated. But that's when the story's really hot right now. And I know it's not going away, but there are going to be games every day. There's going to be 1,000 different storylines that we don't know about. And I just don't think – I saw it, for example, with Jason Giambi, right, that steroid thing that happened in one off season, and it was like, oh, this is going to follow him all year round and stuff. It wasn't really a big deal. Like, he got some booze, but he signed some autographs. He's Giambi. He's a affable dude. He answered some questions. There were some things he said, I just can't talk about that. You know, our teammates were like, yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, I really don't have anything for you, you know. And then once you ask a question, the guy says, I got nothing for you, man. I really don't know about the situation. You can't really ask a lot of follow-ups because there's nothing more to ask. And then you're not going to ask the same guy the next day because you know. So, I mean, like, it doesn't tend to be as big a deal on a day-to-day basis from fans or media as we think it will when the story is new and fresh and hot.